He was just a kid out of Kansas. He broke out of college football obscurity and found himself starting in the National Football League as a rookie.
Do you ever put it into perspective? And it's a pretty damn good career.
I tell people this, and I'm halfway joking and halfway serious, but I was a small-town kid from Kansas, played in a pathetic football program at Kansas State, which I loved every minute of, but we weren't very good. I came back here where they had a Heisman Trophy quarterback, two other veterans, and all of a sudden, in a matter of 6 weeks, I'm the backup on an NFL team, and 6 weeks later, I'm starting in the NFL. And somehow I fooled him for 16 years because there was no way that should have been happening to me.
How much did you get for selling the rights to that movie script?
No movie yet. Keep my options open. You guys want to do a movie?
The wiry kid out of Kansas State could easily be described as a gamer. But keep watching his style and phrases pop into your head like hard-nosed, tough guy, or even alignment in a quarterback's body.
Running quarterback early on, did you like to run or did you like to pass more?
I think I loved to run, basically because that was a skill that I had coming out of college. I played at Kansas State. We weren't very good when we were there. We ran a pro-type passing offense, but we didn't throw the ball a lot. We couldn't pass protect. And so I used my running ability really to buy me time to learn the passing game. I had a good arm, but at the next level, everything was happening a lot faster and was a lot more confusing. And when I wasn't sure what I was supposed to do, I'd just put the ball into my arm and start to run. And fortunately, played for a coach in Chuck Fairbanks, who came out of Oklahoma in the wishbone offense and wasn't afraid to let his quarterbacks run. And we eventually started putting plays in the game plan to utilize my ability. And then when the knees started going on me a little bit in 78 and 79, my running ability had bought me some time to learn the passing game, and I was able to develop into a pretty much a pocket passer.
But nonetheless, still a tough-nosed quarterback, as they say. Did you ever kind of thrive off that? And, you know, if you're going downfield, you're not afraid to take it on.
I probably watched too many John Wayne movies growing up. You know, it was just, he was a tough guy, and I didn't feel like because I was a quarterback that I couldn't be tough. The game is a physical game, and I played it physically, and I think that the guys around me recognized that, and it brought them up a level. When they saw me not slide on the sidelines or run out of bounds or take the hits, it developed their respect, I just wanted to be part of the guys, and the guys were getting hit on every play, and if I had to get hit on every play, that was no problem for me.
So you have that opportunity to slide, or you have that opportunity to put lower the head and keep going. Was there one guy who you played against where you'd rather take the slide or rather go around?
No, you know what? I slid one time in my career, one time in Pittsburgh. At the end of the half, time was running out, pocket broke down. We were in field goal range, and I wanted to get down and call a timeout, and I slid. And I slid, but the defensive back coming on me didn't pull off, and he caught me up under the chin. And the last thing as I remember was bringing my hands up to call timeout, and then I woke up in the shower in the locker room. 20 minutes later, I had no idea where I was. So that was the one and only slide, and I'm still convinced today it's not safe for a quarterback. When you go head first, you're protected on your back. You're not going to get hit nearly as hard as if you do slide and one guy doesn't pull off. You're in a lot of trouble.
So could I say that Steve Grogan wasn't afraid to take on anyone that he played against?
Take on anyone, I might have been afraid, but I wasn't going to back down.
One guy that you were?
You know, a couple times during my career, I gotten little scraps on the field, but the nice thing, and I'm not stupid, I knew I had a lot of big guys around me that were going to protect me, so when I got in a scrap, I expected somebody to jump in and help me out, and they usually did.
And the big men up front did respect Grogan's toughness. Although he had the ability to drop a perfect pass into a receiver's hands or shuck and jive around a defender, number 14 felt more comfortable around guys wearing the numbers in the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Were you ever more comfortable with the linemen than the backs and the quarterbacks and more finesse type positions?
Yeah, I spent a lot of time with the offensive line, and it was good for both of us because we'd go in. They started having meetings on Friday after practice. They'd look at film of the team we were going to play and bring in some food and drinks, and eventually they invited me to start going into those meetings. And it was good for me because I could hear what they were talking about doing and where they were coming from, and I would have some input what I was looking to do or what offensively we were trying to accomplish. And I think that's part of the reason we were successful together, because we communicated, we spent time together as an offensive line and quarterback.
He never won a Super Bowl. He never went to a Pro Bowl. He never won an MVP trophy. But what he did manage to win proves to be invaluable. Steve Grogan won respect. Respect from those he played with. Respect from those he played against. And most of all, respect from those who watched.